All right, all right. Welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, aka Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. Man, we are finally getting to the quick fire review. Let me look sharp and everything. Alright, here we go. We're gonna get into a quick fire review of Zack Snyder's Justice League. Yes, man. And we're gonna get into an In My Mind segment, because honestly, there is a lot that I need to talk about this, but this is gonna be a spoiler-free podcast, so it's gonna be a spoiler-free, so don't worry about it. I'm not gonna say anything that's gonna incriminate anybody who hasn't watched it, but I must say, like, this film, oh my gosh, don't worry about it. I'm gonna give you my review on it, and I'm gonna give it as empty as possible, so don't even worry about that. So here we go. Man, I must say, like, and honestly, Zack Snyder, you did good. You done did good. For real. Like, you have, man, this movie should have been in the this movie should have been out in 2017. Honestly, I feel that WB did a disservice. Warner Brothers did a mad disservice to Zack Snyder to not letting him. I'm pretty sure they let him grieve, but I think what they should have done, since the movie was damn near in post-production. I mean, it was damn near finished by the time before his daughter passed. And I mean, and it sucks because, I mean, him and his wife needed time to grieve, man. They should have gave him that opportunity to, like, okay, there's still some tweaks that I need to get done, and, you know, and I see his vision for what he was trying to do with Justice League. And honestly, it kind of makes more sense keep in mind, I've watched, like, this is almost, like, close to 10 hours worth of movies that he's done. Because I watched it from Man of Steel. I watched the deluxe edition of Batman v Superman. Then I watched Joss Whedon's version of Justice League just to see, like, what's the differences. And you could see the differences between night and day. There's some things that Zack Snyder did in the Joss Whedon version, the Joss Whedon cut. But then there's the one that he has, and believe me, honestly, this one was epic. I mean, this is probably, like I said, this is probably one of the reasons why I feel that WB fucked up. They really screwed the pooch on this one on themselves. Because not only that, the tone that Zack was going for, it definitely was a vision that he was aiming for, in the way to where it was a darker, grittier side. Like, you know, it's not always going to be all sunshine and rainbows. And rightfully so, because let's be honest, I'm a comic book head. So, I mean, there's been plenty of Justice League books from any other couple of, from Batman books to where, like, you know, yeah, you got Superman on your team, but some people do get murked, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, there's some R-rated tendencies in, like, this film. So, you know, especially, like, when you got freaking Steppenwolf, which I must say, like I said, difference between night and day. Steppenwolf in Snyder's cut looks way better than he does in Joss Whedon's cut. And you can tell the difference. I mean, there's a lot going in the movie that if you compare the two, and you can see how, even though freaking Warner Brothers was sitting there giving him a lot of time restraints because they needed to cut a lot of things within 2 hours. But for stuff like what he was trying to do and what he achieved, and like for what he was aiming for, man, I'm sorry. It was great. It was beautifully done. I'm sorry. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were some, like, knickknacks here and there that was kind of like, damn. I mean, you know, like, if anybody here, like, I'm not even going to say, like, what I'm talking about. But, you know, you see, like, you know, I'll just say the soundtrack. Like, the soundtrack. Sometimes there's a lot of a soundtrack into it. Like, there's a couple of things I can say that won't incriminate the story, but I mean, incriminate spoilers, but for what he was going for what he was aiming for, I mean, it was dark, what can I say? It was, because I'm sitting here saying no spoilers, because I promise I'm not going to say anything. But I'm going with the comparisons between both films. I mean, it needed the story. It needs a story. I mean, and that was the problem with, like, some of the things that Warner Brothers was doing to some of his movies. When they were editing a lot of things out, there was a lot of pieces to the stories that Joss Whedon's Justice League really needed. And they were trying to just slam everything together. And honestly, I felt it was just all bad from not Snyder's version, but that Joss Whedon's version. It was just, they shaved almost 2 hours worth of film. And I mean, honestly, it's like, oh, it's beyond budget and everything, but these are for 30 seconds in some of the scenes with a couple of characters, you know, those characters needed those parts, especially if it's kind of like, you know, most of these characters didn't even have an origin story, so they have to explain who most of these characters are. You watch Joss Whedon's version, shit, nobody knows who Cyborg is, unless if you're like a hardcore, freaking Teen Titans fan. But then, like, a lot of people, like, who might know who Cyborg is, like, why is Cyborg on Justice League? You know what I'm saying? I thought he was a Teen Titans member, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for that being said, I feel that, you know, Zach introduced everybody very well. Everybody had time to shine. Everybody played a part. Everybody had a role, you know, so it wasn't feeling like it was, like, alienated or isolated, you know, a lot of things. I mean, and then the humor, I mean, they had humor in it, but it wasn't as, like, funny, hee-hee, Zack Snyder's wasn't as, like, it had funny moments, but it wasn't like how Joss Whedon's was. I mean, I feel like in that kind of tone for what he was aiming for, there was really no laughing kind of matters. And this is probably the most controversial thing I'm going to say on my podcast, and I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to get some backlash for this. So, saying this at, what, 9:40 on my thing right now? Okay. Zack Snyder's Justice League is better than Avengers Endgame. Yep, I said it. Yes, I said it. And I'm going to give you my reason why I'm saying this. Zack Snyder's Justice League is better than Avengers Endgame. Now, granted, don't get me wrong. The only reason why everybody's feeling like I'm probably going to hear this shit somewhere along the lines. Like, are you serious? Are you really going to say that Justice League is better than Marvel's Endgame? Yes, I didn't say Infinity War. It's right there with it, though. Just how, like, the doom and gloom and, like, the serious tone fits for the narrative. Like, even though they're funny moments to, like, break the tension and whatnot when it comes down to, like, you know, the imminent threat and, like, the dangers that's going on with it. I mean, and I felt like with Infinity War, that was on point. But when we move into Endgame, it's kind of like there's a lot of things that, one, didn't make any sense. I mean, you know, if you were going to go do the whole go back in time situation, but I felt like they didn't even have to go that far back. They could have just went to the point where the Avengers could have just said, hey, how about let's just go to the point where Iron Man is fighting Thanos and they almost had it off of him, but this guy named Quill and Rocket Raccoon's right there. What? He's right. He was there fighting with you guys? Yeah. Yeah, he pretty much cost us the whole situation because we almost had it off of him. Like, hell, a couple of the Avengers go back in time and they go get the damn thing. That would have been fine. And that would have been cool. I would have appreciated that. Rather than them doing this whole time heist bullshit where they're going from different segment and different segment and different segment, but they're still fighting the same Thanos, and then they fight Guardians of the Galaxy Thanos, which, like, oh, then he's brought up to speed. That's stupid. I'm sorry. But then it's kind of like, and then they go through this whole thing in Endgame. And I'm sorry to talk about Endgame like this. I mean, the cool moments than the serious moments, like, okay, Iron Man's death, Captain America wielding Mjolnir, freaking Hulk being smart, and freaking Thor being fat. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and Black Widow dying. And, like, freaking Hawkeye having cool moments, and then Ant-Man miraculously getting out of freaking the Quantum Verse just off a happenstance of a fucking rat. I mean, those are the only things you could take away from Endgame. But for Justice League, especially Snyder's version, it's direct, it's to the point, everybody plays a role. Man, freaking Cyborg is dope. Cyborg is probably one of the best characters in this freaking movie, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely, like, the heart and soul of this movie. Definitely. I mean, not even to take anybody's words on it, but yes, it's true. He is definitely the backbone and the heart and soul of the crew. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, he's probably one of the most human. I mean, even though he's a machine, I mean, he's part man, part machine, and the reason why he's the way he is in the film is because, you know, of the circumstances of why who he is right now. And like I said, I'm trying to keep away from all spoilers, but from everything that's going on in the film, everybody has a role to play. I mean, even Barry Allen, I mean, you know, him being Flash, I mean, he's not as corny, which, I mean, he has his moment, like, his funny moments, but he has some serious points, and, like, also the fact that, like, he makes him, like, they make, Snyder actually makes him, like, not as goofy. I mean, there's some part, like, there was one part in the begin, like one in the beginning to like when you finally see Barry Allen, it was kind of like, huh, okay, well, let's see where this is going. And then it kind of just, you know, you'll see what I'm talking about. But yeah, man, and how everything leads up. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of elements that Zack Snyder had in his version that was not in Joss Whedon's version. So, of course, like, and it sucks, man, because it's like, dude, if this movie came out in 2017, honestly, we'd probably be talking about it just as much, if not more so, than, like, I want to at least say Endgame. You know what I'm saying? At least Endgame. And I'm just, and I'm like, Endgame wasn't bad, but just the outcome of how Infinity War was, just to the lead, just to the end off like that, I feel like it could have went way better. Maybe it should have been longer. And that's another thing about Josh Wheaton's Justice League. It was 4 hours, but it didn't feel like it. It felt pretty fast. It was quick. It was precise. It was direct to the point. Everything that they needed to be, everything that needed to be said. The action was off the hook. The action was like intense. And then, you know, with the Zack Snyder feel, there was a lot of that slow motion moment that made Zack Snyder movies like 300 and Watchmen and a lot of other films, Sucker Punch. You know, he had those slow movement. You know, that was off the hook. I mean, and like I said, man, this film was great. I actually love this film. I mean, like I said, like this film should have been in the movie theaters, bar none. And just how epic and cool it was, Superman off the hook. I mean, Superman is like straight up he's the muscle, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, and that was another cool part. They, like I said, everybody had a role. Everybody had played their part in why they were there. And, you know, like, look, that was off the hook. And I love the fact that he has the black suit on. The black suit was sick. Darkseid, oh my god, Darkseid, yeah. There wouldn't be a Thanos if there wasn't a Darkseid. Let's get that fact straight, ladies and gentlemen. R.I.P. to Jack the King Kirby, because Jack Kirby created a villain that is menacing, threatening. Darkseid looks great. I mean, like I said, and with everything that was going on in the movie, the trailers didn't even spoil much. It didn't even spoil anything. I mean, there was a lot more in this film that the trailers couldn't spoil for anybody, okay? This is that damn good. Oh, man, I could sit there and watch it again. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I had to do my homework on everything, and seeing how Zack Snyder, from Man of Steel to the deluxe edition of Batman v Superman to his version of Justice League, now I can see the narrative. And believe me, if, like I said, 2017's Zack Snyder's, if Zack Snyder's version of Justice League came out in 2017, definitely it would have probably set a better tone for all the other movies like Suicide Squad and a lot of other films that came out, because where he was going, and this is the thing, WB doesn't have a Kevin Feige, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Feige, obviously, you know, no matter how many directors or anybody might have had a vision for the character that they were going for, other than Captain Marvel, but, you know, everything played a part. Everything has, like, you know, like, this has to be here. You know what I'm saying? Nothing else go. And everything else has to stay the way it is. So you can try to tweak and do all what you want with the character, but this has to stay. You know, I feel like Warner Brothers doesn't have that kind of that kind of leadership. I mean, even for like Geoff Johns or Jim Lee or whoever the hell that they had at the time that should have been on point with most of this stuff, but I feel like, well, I think Geoff Johns was a part of it mostly, but even with that, I think that the higher ups, even above him, probably didn't give him that much leeway for him to be like, you know, or Zack Snyder to actually like, okay, this is what I need, this is what needs to be done, it has to be this long. And honestly, I mean, what, a 4-hour movie is really not that long if you really think about it. You know, people binge watch like a fucking season of like 13 episodes, and that's a lot longer than 4 hours. So, yeah. So, I digress from my point. I've been on this for a bit, so I'm going to give it like a straight up hands down that freaking Zack Snyder's Justice League, y'all. I'm giving this bad boy, I want to give it a 10, but I'm not going to. I'm going to give it a 9.5. I'm going to give it a, shit, I give it a 9. I give it a 9.8 if I got to. This thing is badass. I give it about a 9.8. A 9.5, 9.8. Around in that sector. I say 9.5. I'm gonna be honest. 9.5. I mean, there's a lot of things in there where, I mean, even as good as it was, it still had some flaws. Like I said, the soundtrack was kind of like, okay, there's a lot of singing in this shit. I mean, you know, you can give me some, like, violins or some, but there's a lot of singing, like, so I'm like, where's all this singing coming from? But, I mean, it wasn't that bad. There was some things, the segments with Barry Allen, it could be a little drowned out a little. But, I mean, like I said, it didn't hold back from what the movie was doing. And, like I said, there's some things, I mean, like, I think the biggest complaints is the fact that the stuff that Zack Snyder's stuff did, I wish it was in Joss Whedon's one. Honestly, if that were the case, I think the biggest reason why I don't give it a 10 is because WB fucked him over. They fucked him over. They fucked Zack Snyder over. And hell, all the fans and everybody lobbied for him to finish up and bring it out. I mean, hell, and not many films get that lap of luxury, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they might have, oh yeah, this was already done, we finished it, but we'll never see a light of day. But if it wasn't for folks like us, hey, we actually got it. So, either way, you guys, this is the Quickfire review on Late for the Party on Anchor FM and Late for the Party Live on YouTube. So, like I said, you guys, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast, and support the YouTube channel. You guys, hit them likes. I need those thumbs up there. Also, check out all the cool merch on the Late for the Party store on teespring.com. So, like always, you guys, I'm your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.